year-long campaign, which just ended on June 11th, 2021, when NWIW pulled the plug and announced that they were abandoning their Kalama project.
Stopping the Kalama methanol refinery is the most recent victory over the fossil fuel industry in the Pacific Northwest. The struggle transformed residents of Kalama and dialed up the urgency to stop these kinds of developments. Although Northwest Innovation Works may still try to build its one remaining methanol refinery across the Columbia River at Port Westford, Oregon, the community is already organizing to take it on. For Making Contact, I'm Barbara Bernstein in Kalama, Washington.
You've been listening to the world's largest methanol refinery on Making Contact. This program was written, produced, and engineered by Barbara Bernstein. And I'm this week's host, Monica Lopez. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
KBOO Monday mornings at 9 for the Old Mole Variety Hour, your source for radically democratic news, views, reviews, and interviews, stories of ordinary and extraordinary people working to root down the oppressive institutions of capitalism. That's the Old Mole Variety Hour, Monday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
Children laugh, the old ones laugh. The newborn cry, the elders weep. The knowledge of infants and elders, separated only by years. The adulthood lost to growing up fear, the only security being insecurity, changing crying to weeping. The wisdom of infants and elders, crying and laughing, weeping and laughing, songs in the beginning, sung in the end. Endure, the people cry out, tears of anger, tears of sorrow, flowing, giving birth to resistance, young ones to remember. Struggle, for the people cry out, tears of happiness, tears of joy, washing the pain, cleaning the spirit, giving strength. The generations remembering the past to rebuild the future, for weeping is another way of laughing and resisting and outlasting the enemy. Living in reality, calling us Red Indians, we have been the colors on a chameleon's back, changing with time, altering the larger pattern, surviving genocide because we have to. Living in reality, we are targets of your unfairness. With warriors for targets, you create your own destruction. This is how we bring you down, target by target. You wound yourself. Using your greed, we watch your spirit fade. Living in reality, we can endure your cages, your bullets, your lies, your confusion. We know you have destroyed your peace. Living in reality, you only exist. Diablo Canyon, today I challenge the nukes. The soldiers of the state placed me in captivity, or so they thought. They bound my wrist in their plastic handcuffs, surrounding me with their plastic minds and faces. They ridiculed me, but I could see through to the ridicule they brought on themselves. They told me, squat over there by the trash. They left a soldier to guard me. I was the Viet Cong. I was Crazy Horse. Little did they understand, squatting down in the earth, they placed me with my power to laugh, laugh at their righteous wrong. Their sneers and their taunts gave me clarity to see their powerlessness. It was in the way they dressed and in the way they acted. They viewed me as an enemy, a threat to their rationalizations. I felt pity for them, knowing they will never be free. I was their captain, but my heart was racing through the generations, the memories of eternity. I was beyond their reach. I would be brought to the internment camp to share my time with allies. The last time I saw them, they were standing in their 12-hour shifts, addicted to their chain of command, waiting to be told what to do, forgetting about me, thinking I was just another protester they were finished with. Never understanding, I am not finished with them, for I am the resistance, and as always, I will return. It took the times we didn't care about living to learn survivors survive whether they want or not. It took the pain, the grief, and the dying to remember what gets forgotten in the living. It took the lessons of 1,000 generations to get through the time of yesterday. It took the joyful songs of laughter to last beyond today into tomorrow. It took the fragrance of a woman's touch to realize brothers and sisters are never alone. It took the joining of earth and sky to create, centering the universe. For Ronald America, this time I almost wanted to believe you when you said it would be all right. You wanted to end the suffering, and the deliberateness of the wrongs were only in my imagination. This time I almost wanted to believe you when you implied the times of sorrow were buried in the past. Never would we have to worry about shadows and memories clinging and draining the strength from our souls. This time I almost wanted to believe you when you spoke of peace and love and caring and duty and God and destiny. But somehow the death in your eyes and your bombs and your taxes and your greed and your facelift told me, this time I cannot afford to believe you. Industrial slave. Industrial slave, capitalist and communist imperialist, smiling with false faces, beckoning us with their lies about progress, wanting us to enjoy the rape of earth and our minds. Industrial slave, fork-tongued legalistic contract chains, turning our visions to technologic nightmares. National security war makers desecrating the natural world, and God still trying to get over what you done to his boy. Industrial slave, material bound, law and order, religious salvation, individually alone, industrial slave. Without earth, there is no heaven. Streets of gold, angels' wings, eternal life. Corporate Reich nuclear regimes maximizing profit, eating identities, plundering natural allies as though earth is dead. Allowing religious right collection plate tributes to church and state. With Christ still hanging from a cross, echoing industrial war cries, warring against body and soul, attacking spirit, lying to enslave with an illusion about freedom. Without earth, there is no heaven. Earth and sky, universal power, life energies, creative flow, in which we are a pattern to keep balance, harmony, a gift, an appreciation to enjoy. Honor life. Without earth, there is no heaven.
Yeah! yesterday with that same old again, eating up today. Those days I'm running faster than time, tracing myself through the thoughts in my mind. Ask the Great Spirit, who gave God life to give to all living things. Ask the Great Spirit what matters in the dimension of matter. Who owns what? If nothing is owned, who forgot their spirit? And where did they go? Those days of running faster than time.
Now is this the version? No Indian come from India, a true native mommy come from Arizona. Original and learn that we claim. Tell your most natives, them not the same. No Indian come from India, a true native mommy come from Arizona. Original and learn that we claim. Tell your most natives, them not the same. Tree. Who made the mountains, who parted the sea? Ja, the time is now, me come to seek Ja, Ja, man. They say he sent to us his only begotten son, the Lion of Judah, he come once again. This has been written from beginning to end. You must take heed and listen to words I speak. Satan is here to inherit the weak. No Indian come from India, a true native mommy come from Arizona. Original and Lord that me claim. Tell your most natives, them not the same. No Indian come Arizona, original and or that you claim. You tell your most natives we're not the same.
metals, minerals, and waters of the earth are our bone, flesh, and blood. We are the children of earth, human. We come from the sky. We are the children of the stars, the moon, the sun, the light, being, human being, the people. We are borrowing the present from the future and from the past. This borrowing is our responsibility, our purpose. In our living evolution, this changing of season, a time for gathering thoughts and goodness, the power of living in all our relations.
Super Indian, Big Buck Serenade. At the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall, Hubert Logan picks up a discarded flyer.
Tonight only Big Bucks. Here? He's a public television superstar! Hooray!
Yes, it's another episode of Super Indian. General Bear holds back a frenzied throng of Big Buck fans.
I can't see, Mr. Logan. Flashbulbs burning my eyes.
Oh, who's this sweet little old gal?
Ah, Big Bucks. Well, you're not Indian, but I'm your biggest fan.
Big Bucks, careful. Elders sometimes bite. Hey, Hubert.
Hey.
You like my Secret Service look?
General Bear, just like Agent K and Men in Black, ain't it?
What's your name, son?
I'm Hubert Logan. This is my grandmother, Flora Logan.
Well, then, you are pretty as a flower.
Okay.
I mean your grandma, not you, boy.
Oh.
My personal bodyguard, Vito, can escort this handsome woman to my tour bus. Vito, put her in the lounge. I want a private audience.
General Bear, did you see the way Big Bucks looked at my grandma?
Hubert, some guys like older women.
Gah, not like that, General Bear.
My canine senses tingle with dread at the thought of a Big Bucks concert.
Grrr. General Bear, the OG Bucks might try to steal grandma's medicine. Let's suit up and make sure nothing bad happens.
Hey, can I keep these shades?
Meanwhile, outside the tribal complex, Big Buck speaks in hushed tones into his cell phone.
Wampum, the medicine woman is penned up. I'm fixing to mesmerize the tribe. I'll call when it's done.
Vito, help me up to back this truck.
All right, let's all head out to the tribal forest for tonight's concert!
Look, it's Super Indian and his super friends!
Excuse me, sir,
no one gets access to Big Buck.
Whoa! Are you from Sicily?
I'm Vito Cotterlin from Idaho.
Vito, I need access to this tour bus now.
No way. Yeah.
What do you know, Vito?
I got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Buck's flute is made from the trees in your tribal forest.
Huh?
It has special properties. Buck plays the flute. You hear it? He owns you.
Vito, that's not all. Come on.
Super Indian, I have a sentimental weakness for that flute. It was a gift from your tribe to the Coeur d'Alene. My family was shocked to see Big Bucks on television playing a flute with such disrespect. I've gained his confidence. He thinks I'm Italian. Bucks has plans, my friends. He wants you to become slaves of wampum bags.
That's impossible. You lie, Vito.
Truth, something you can't handle.
Okay, it's you and me right now.
Vito,
come on there.
We have to stop Big Bucks.
Huh? Super Indian, in the spirit of peace, love, and fried bread, I'll stop hating Vito. Let's roll.
You're too late, Super Indian. Your grandma is already my mind slave.
Wampum Bags can't wait to get his hands on you!
Super Indian! Mega Bear, put this wax in your ears. Always works for me. And don't worry about your dog. It won't affect him.
DOG, if we rig the PA system to feedback, the sound should enchant Bic, right?
Correct. Cross this output wire into the input.
Go ahead and play your flute, Bic Box. Ha!
No! What did you do to Miss Super Indian?
Is that what he sounds like without all that reverb?
Oh, my native melody is gone! Vito, help me!
Bic, is this how you address your Native American godfather?
No! You're not one of them!
Bucks, your days as a PBS pledge break, darling, are over. Vito, please accept this flute as a gift to the Coeur d'Alene tribe.
Super Indian, Limluch, thank you. Your enemies are my enemies.
D.O.G., it's okay. Vito is a friend.
D.O.G., sounds like someone from the old country.
Tune in next time for more Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
When I see the tallest trees, I believe I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy, we will feed on the seeds. And if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection, you could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas, I can't remember. No wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yapakoda. And Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors, I can't believe I'm here. And I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread, I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. Can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the coquis sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard.
Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. Let's go on a walk in the morning.
This
is the tree of life. I will help those seed trees. I dispel the lies of man and fry the hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam. The God that I am believes me. Creator made the land. I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders to oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations now, my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering and other than. We can't heal better than my skin in my blood. I bleed so the wound of a show you, my scar has sealed. We unifying our people as one. You the flying, the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Quest love, I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now, and somehow when people are still backing gun sounds, wake up to that fake stuff. I'm bold with that soul-ish. I'm social with that mad gab. My resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be bought our soul, kids. The West was never one done to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how stories journey. Woven head unfolded. You can't ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can't ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
Good old days.
Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Good old ways.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
You know where we come from? From the east to the south.
Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto blackbird head, tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it, and there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto. And if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. But let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in grease, in the cutesy side of mental unstable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. I'd take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate, and not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers, engineers, doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, The Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American person becomes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh and swear and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley.
Yeah. Yeah. VOA. I'm a
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, digital events, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your patience as Nick and I continue to work out various technical things to keep the show running. And keep you entertained out there in Radio Land. We hope you're doing safe. As always, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll get through this together, Indian Country. See you next week.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse
themselves. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and